This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. A Fort Collins software company is planning a new headquarters near the Cache Laputa River, but the project is more than an office building and has already sparked some controversy. Here with me this morning to tell us more is Molly Armbrister, a reporter with the Northern Colorado Business Report. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
So let's start with the basics. What is this project all about?
Well, Encompass Technologies is a software company based in Fort Collins that serves the beverage distribution industry. Encompass has outgrown its current headquarters and now wants to build a $9 million four-story terraced building on the riverfront to serve as its new headquarters. The project is called Block 1 and also includes 12 apartments, a restaurant, and some additional office space.
And why the name Block 1?
That name is a tip of the hat to the historical roots of the land on which they want to build. The property is located very near to the river, and that parcel of land is actually designated as Block 1 in the original plat of the city of Fort Collins.
That's interesting. Why was Encompass drawn to a building so close to the river?
Well, the developer's intent is for the river to be visible from the dining room in the restaurant, something that you can't find anywhere else in Fort Collins. It's also possible that the apartment will draw tenants who want to live within a view of the river. Encompass feels that Fort Collins should be able to boast a restaurant on the river, just like many other river cities nationwide.
So this building's proximity to the river will be something unique for Fort Collins.
Yes. Most of the city of Fort Collins requires a 300-foot buffer between the river and any development. But this piece of land happens to be within what the city calls the River Development District, an area that, in effect, allows redevelopment to take place closer to the river.
Are there any special building requirements in place for the River Redevelopment District?
Primarily, builders need to preserve views and riverbanks. In the case of Block 1, the plans include steps aimed at striking a balance between the environment and the development. So we're talking about trees, open meadow areas, and shrubs of native species.
Now, considering the close proximity of this project to the river, are there any environmental groups expressing concerns at this stage in the process?
Absolutely. Fort Collins-based Save the Pooter says the plans appear to violate a couple of sections of the land use code and that the building will be too close to the Pooter. The developers did submit an ecological impact study, but Save the Pooter considers that to be completely inadequate, in their words.
And is there any word yet as to what, if any, action Save the Pooter is planning in an effort to stop the Block 1 project?
It's too soon to say right now. A Save the Pooter official said that the group is waiting until more final plans have been submitted before it decides on what's next. They should know soon. Encompass is scheduled to go before the Downtown Development Authority today.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
Molly Armbrister is a reporter at the Northern Colorado Business Report.